2 RCL Mobile.
K2 RCL, KN4 BWA.
How you doing this afternoon, sir?
Well, mate, you just sound downright chipper.
Working in air condition and finished up a little bit early. Now I'm going to get all my material list together and get it loaded up and ready for tomorrow.
Saying an efficiency kind of guy. Hey, I talked to Patrick earlier today, and he said you were maybe going to try to make it over to the Beer Club meeting.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. I'm on my way out to pick up materials and stuff now. I got a couple of stops to do, and then I got to get home and get cleaned up. But if I get everything done in time, I'm going to try to head down that way.
Some repeater there for just a little bit. Well, listen, I think Patrick and I are going to meet for a hot dog somewhere before we go on over there at 7. Do you know where it's at?
I know where it's at, in the Woodman of the World building.
Oh, well, that's it. Woodman of the World at 7 o'clock, and hopefully we get to see you over there. Yipper, and I'm not sure where we're going to go get a hot dog at, but I think we're going to try to meet up at about 5 or 5:30. You want to try to make it over there with us?
I'm going to do good to get what I got to get done and then get home and get cleaned up and get there by 7. So I'm hot putting it down the highway now.
Roger. Okay. Good enough. We'd appreciate it if you didn't come over and smell it real bad.
You're real scratchy in the repeater. I couldn't copy you.
Not again. I didn't get that last.
You was real scratchy there. I didn't understand what you said.
Well, we appreciate you doing all that you do and taking a shower before you come over. We don't want to come over and smell you.
I ain't real bad today. I don't smell like a high school locker room. But I went home some days smelling that way.
But this coming weekend and week, I'm going to be jumping on that tower. And tell you what, I'll be outside working in that heat, so I may just be doing the locker room thing myself.
It's supposed to be toasty today and I believe tomorrow, but I think it's going to drop back in the 80s. Hopefully fall ain't too far around the corner for us.
With a little bit of fall myself. Well, I'm getting off at exit 1 on 26, getting off at the Landrum exit, and it's not doing too bad right now, is it?
You are better than you were. You still got a little scratch in the background, but you're definitely readable.
Well, here down in town, I won't even be getting out at all. Well, listen, I hope I get to see you over there tonight. Thought it'd be fun, and I'm going to do the final on my Setco. You know, paying my final fees and all that business. So, anyhow. Hey, you know, that's next weekend. It's a weekend after this. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, and I'm going to go ahead and back on out of here. I'm fixing to drop down into the big city of Landrum, down in all these little buildings, and I will be going away. So, anyhow, hopefully I'll see you over there tonight. K2RCL, KN4 VWA, clear.
Steve, I'll say 73s, be careful out there on the road. K2RCL will be monitoring.
4 DTY Mobile.
I believe I called DEY at the end of that call. This is K2RCL. If that's who it is, unless my wife changed my name, didn't tell me.
Possibly. This is KI4DTY. This is Daniel. This is my newer vanity sign. We haven't talked since I had it changed.
After that, well, congratulations on getting your vanity then.
Something that was a little easier for me to remember / say. So hopefully I'm still learning it, but yeah.
All good, Daniel. I've had my vanity for a while now, and I still get tongue-tied trying to say it, and I'm the one that picked it out.
Hey, I actually did have a question. You may know the answer. Where's the next, ham meetup?
Come to the Greer Club meeting a little while back at the Woodman of the World building, didn't you?
Wasn't sure when the next meetup was.
It is tonight at 7 o'clock. I think Steve and Patrick's going to be there for sure. I'm going to try my best. I've got some stuff I've got to get done this afternoon before in the morning to be ready for tomorrow. But if I can get everything accomplished, I'm going to try to make my way down there this afternoon myself.
Glad I asked. I was trying to remember when it was and wasn't sure. But it is tonight at 7, correct?
Roger, that is correct. It is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Woodman of the World building there in Greer, off 290.
I will try to be there myself. I'm helping a buddy with some electrical work, but yeah, I hope I can make it. I hope I get to see you. What you been up to?
Steve would say I'm being a dirty rotten capitalist because I am working like a dog. Goes no rest for the weary and no rest for the wicked, and I'm only weary.
For a second, I'm not sure if it's my radio, but what do you do for work?
I am what you'd consider semi-retired from the fire department, and now I just do odds and ends handyman stuff for people that call and ask, and I didn't intend on doing a whole lot, but, well, I didn't do any advertising or anything like that, and now I'm pretty much covered up, so I can't complain. I'm fortunate and blessed with it.
Yeah, my brother used to be a fire department, too, and then he switched over to highway patrol. And then my other brother actually does do handiwork, so that's pretty cool.
RCL for ID. Yeah, it is pretty cool. I don't know which one's worse, fire department or highway patrol. I used to say at the fire department you wouldn't get shot at, highway patrol you would, but nowadays it doesn't matter. You can either way.
You don't think one's better than the other right now. He actually is looking to start his own trucking company and just be done with it all together.
Oh, when you say trucking company, you talking dump trucks or you talking long-haul tractor-trailers?
Oh, he has, he bought a Dually 350 and is, whatever the Dodge version, I guess that's 3,500. And, yes, got a 40-foot long trailer, too.
I'm going to do transport stuff, not big rig CDL tractor-trailer stuff.
Well, he just got a CDL because you still have to have your CDL for much of that stuff. Anything over that class weight, which I don't know what that is. But, yeah, he's got a CDL, and I think that's about what he's going to go do.
Well, there's plenty of money to be made in truck driving, that is for sure. I got a couple of grading companies that I help out occasionally and drive for them, and they can't keep drivers, and about anybody else that's got trucking companies, they can't keep drivers right now, so you can definitely make good money at it.
I think that's how he's finding out. A buddy of his actually is the one who's getting him into it, and he said that there's more jobs than what they can handle, so he's like, yeah, come on over, you make money. And he knows nothing he knows the law when it comes to driving, being a state trooper, so I guess it'll work well for him.
Yeah, that would be an advantage over somebody that's never done it before. Getting into it green, because there's a lot of rules and regulations to it.
And then what kind of, did you retire from the fire department?
Retirement out of the fire department back in 2019. I spent 27 years doing it. 10 and a half of that was as a fire chief.
A guy by the name of Christian Stewart?
I don't write offhand, no.
Fire department, he's been doing it for dang, I'd say at least 12 years now. So I didn't know if maybe you knew him.
Roger that. Which department's it?
I think he's over there close to Inman.
Daniel, I got a call coming in. Let me jump off from here and catch it.
KX Mobile.
KX, this is KI4DTY. How's it going, Patrick?
Doing pretty good, Daniel. How are you today? I said, I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
I am trying to catch up on some work and help somebody out with some electrical.
Of all trades, ain't you?
That way, I grew up doing a lot of electrical work. When we weren't doing construction, I was helping my dad with construction. But then when I got doing, these concerts and stuff, I did a lot of electrical. So I know a little bit about it.
First to know as much as you can.
But when it came to kind of understanding some of the ham radio stuff.
For me, doing a lot of electrical work for automotive. The only difference for me is learning AC voltages and how it works.
I know the AC part of it, but some of that DC would confuse me every now and then, and I'm like, wait, what?
Been to the club meeting tonight?
Well, what it was, and Russell just told me it was tonight, so I think I'm going to try. Are you going to be able to make it?
Yes, sir, I should be there.
Do you usually try to get there a few minutes early, or are you probably, I don't even know where you're working at today.
Well, I am going to have to drop the truck off somewhere else and catch a ride in. Right now, I'm going to meet Steve. He's going to give me a ride in this evening, because I can't get the truck into the lot there.
Can't swing that turn, I guess.
Narrow gate. Poor trouble, I've got enough.
I hear you there. No, it'll be fun to get to see you tonight. So, when I'm going to finish up over here. But yeah, that'd be totally cool to meet up tonight.
Thanks for coming. Be good. Glad to see you again. Hadn't seen you in, 2 months now.
I got home from Charlotte the other day, and I was, on Saturday night, I was trying to see if you were on, but I didn't hear anybody talking.
On the weekends, I'm just trying to spend time with my wife, and I don't turn the radio on until later in the evening.
So I totally get that. Definitely, family is more important and comes first, so I think that's a good call.
Patrick, how you doing, Daniel? I'll just jump in the middle of you guys just for a second. I'm fixing to pull back into the hacienda finally. It took me longer up here than I thought. I will pick you up right around 5:25 at where we talked about, and we'll run over and get us a hot dog or something, get a sandwich or something. Alright? Sound good?
It sounds good to me. I'll see you about 5:30 or so.
Roger. Y'all carry on. KN4, VWA. I'm clear out of your way. Daniel, try to behave.
Hello. So why would I start now?
And don't get caught. I'm gone.
I'm off. Patrick, it was good to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you tonight if I can make it out that way.
Have a good evening. If I don't get a chance to see you, you take care. I'll catch you next time you're on the radio. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KI4DTY, this is Daniel, 73 outbound.